From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez said at least 8 people were killed following the Friday morning shooting at a Santa Fe high school near Houston, Texas. Santa Fe School's Police Chief Walter Braun says at least 2 people were being held and related to the shooting.
We know that there's been at least 6 transported, including one Santa Fe ISD police officer that has been shot. We have one suspect in custody and one person of interest detained.
Sheriff Gonzalo says the police officer who was injured but did not know the extent of his injuries. United Nations Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad Al Hussein spoke at a special session at the UN Human Rights Council that could eventually establish a commission of inquiry into the violence along the Gaza border that escalated this week.
Although some of the demonstrators threw Molotov cocktails, used slingshots to throw stones, flew burning kites into Israel, and attempted to use wire cutters against the 2 fences between Gaza and Israel, these actions alone do not appear to constitute the imminent threat to life or deadly injury which could justify the use of lethal force.
The UN human rights chief has slammed Israel for the systematic deprivation of Palestinian human rights. A Boeing 737 plane crashed on Friday shortly after taking off from Havana, Cuba's main airport. That, according to Cuban state-run website Cuba Debate, state-run television also reported that there were 104 passengers on board the plane. It's unknown if there's any casualties. This is VOA News. Congo's Ebola outbreak has spread to a crossroads city of more than 1 million individuals. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Top World Health Organization officials called the spread a major game changer in the outbreak. A total of 45 cases of Ebola have now been reported in Congo in this outbreak, 14 confirmed, 21 probable, and 10 suspected. There's been one new death in Bukoro, where the first death took place. Only one of the 25 dead has been confirmed as Ebola. Medical teams have been rushed to track down anyone thought to have had contact with infected people, while the WHO is shipping in thousands of doses of an experimental vaccine. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Sergei Skripal, a former Russian spy poisoned by a nerve agent, has been discharged from the hospital. Reuters' Julian Satterthwaite has that story.
The 66-year-old was found collapsed on a bench on March 4th in the southern English city of Salisbury, along with his daughter. The Skripals were in critical condition for weeks, and it was feared that they might have suffered brain damage. Britain and international chemical weapons inspectors have said the pair were poisoned with Novichok. That's a deadly group of nerve agents developed by the Soviet military in the
1970s and 1980s. That was Reuters reporter Julian Satterthwaite. Kensington Palace says Prince Charles will walk Meghan Markle down the aisle at the royal wedding. Historian Robert Lacey says Markle may feel honored that the next in line to the British throne will walk her down tomorrow.
For Prince Charles, the future king, to walk a bride down the aisle, what more could Meghan dream of? And so one symbolism may be disappointed, but the other one is more than satisfied.
Markle appealed for people to give her father the space he needs to focus on his health amid reports he had had a heart procedure. U.S. President Donald Trump is advancing an unverified theory circulating among conservatives that the Justice Department planted a spy in his 2016 election campaign. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In a tweet yesterday, the president cited a National Review article raising the question of a possible FBI informant in the campaign, saying, if so, this is bigger than Watergate. This morning, he's quoting a Fox Business anchor in saying the Justice Department is out to frame him, tweeting really bad stuff. The tweet seems intended to undercut the special counsel's Russia probe. The New York Times reported earlier this week at least one government informant met with Trump campaign foreign policy advisors Carter Page and George Papadopoulos. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And from Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.